That's not the start of this episode.
Fuck's it. We'll have to cut all that shit out.
No, that's our that's our theme tune now.
What, me choking?
Just every day, every episode, you're just going to start coughing. Every episode, you're going to start coughing. That's our theme tune.
I can't start coughing every episode.
Oh, shit.
I'm still ill.
Oh, shit.
I'm surprised this disease...
Yay!
I'm surprised this disease hasn't finished you off. You've had it for months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Life. Welcome back to a new episode.
It's been a grand start. We're already nearly a minute in and it's me choking.
I hope you enjoyed Christmas. Did you guys enjoy Christmas?
We can't hear you, so no one gives a shit.
I'm asking you guys.
Oh, yeah, it was alright.
Yeah.
I've just turned my teeth off.
I got absolutely drunk and broke my father-in-law's kind of like fucking...
House.
I basically had guests over, including an ill little cousin who did not want to do anything. And my dad was always, as always, more excited about Christmas than I was, so now he's got a big Lego Millennium Falcon.
Ah, see that. I'm jealous.
So am I.
It's in the other room if you want to have a look.
I want
one.
We're taking it apart and we're going to build it without the instructions.
Oh, please don't. You'll be struggling because some of it made absolutely no sense.
How long has he spent on making that? Because it looks quite big.
He got it on Christmas Day and it was finished by Christmas night.
I was going to say it wasn't the same day.
He literally did it in one day because he sat there and he had the entire family helping. He had me helping him. He had me last helping. He had me cousin helping. He had me other cousin helping. He had my mom helping. We basically had an army of helpers helping him.
Yeah, but that's not building Lego. That's just cheating. That's just building Lego of extra steps.
Can we get everyone together and build a real Millennium Falcon?
Yeah.
That will be a bit difficult. How you're gonna? I don't think we've got anything like warp drives or anything just lying around.
We'll fend
it.
That's fine. We'll sort that.
The nonchalant.
Stop. It's technicalities. We'll deal with that when it becomes a problem.
You know for a fact, I work on technicalities. I am the Russian. Technicality is how I work.
Exactly. You must have possession of a warp drive. You're a Russian.
American, what did you do for Christmas? Other than
eat crap and drink beer.
And come here.
So basically, you did what Americans do. I was going to wanted to say that, but I didn't really want to offend him. What did you do other than eat shit and drink beer?
Yep.
This is why we call you the American. So, we've noticed that, listening back to our old previous episodes, you guys don't really know much about us if you don't know us personally.
Like, you wouldn't know, for instance, that the typical Christmas present that we usually get differed very much when I have a girlfriend, because I got given condoms as a Christmas present.
Because this is your first Christmas with a girlfriend, because you didn't break up with her before Christmas.
I know. You've made an error, and now you get different presents as a result.
It's a Christmas miracle.
It is a Christmas miracle. And getting you to talk last episode for the Christmas special was a Christmas miracle.
He's talking.
To be fair, we got him singing as well. I think the singing got him warmed up into the talking.
It all seemed worse. Statistically, looking at that, people actually spent the whole episode listening.
I think they probably skipped the first.
According to the statistics, right? The statistics.
To be fair, they're listening to us, so they must be a little bit masochistic.
No, they probably just put us on for background noise to go to sleep to, and we bore them to sleep, so maybe that's why. Sticking your feet in my face?
That's a strong possibility. It's your ribs, and I was adjusting my balls.
Just for the listeners, we usually have three of one on a sofa, and one we're lying on the bed, pressing the record button. We've completely switched it over, so now the American's the only one on the sofa, and all three of us are on the bed.
He's actually in my spot next to the radiator, and I'm in his spot, just chilling on the bed.
Yeah.
You're sitting on the floor. Well, how did that happen?
I'm actually comfy here. But I've got a sore back at the minute, so it's actually not quite good.
Stop
for
shagging all the time, then. Give your back a rest.
Yeah, stop bitching us off for a shag.
It's from the freaking cough, me bad back.
It's from the three hours that you weren't replying to us because you were busy doing other things. What was it he said? Attendant to business. Yeah, I know what you're doing.
No, he said he was out for a family meal.
Of course
turns
he was.
Out his parents went to their parents to sort shit out, and yeah. he stayed to him. In his quote, in my text, I got off him.
Basically, his parents went over to his grandparents to help sort some stuff out around the house. Well, they lied to us, so he got laid.
No, we were going to go to a family meal, and then I realised that she finished work at 3 a.m, so she wouldn't be up for it. They only do Sunday dinners, and she doesn't like Sunday dinners. I was still tired and probably wouldn't wake up in time, so...
Could have took me for a Sunday dinner.
Yeah, could have took me from a Sunday dinner.
We're not paying for you guys.
Do you know what I had? Do you know what? Actually,
I had cereal.
I had sweet chili chicken.
I had
a bowl of cereal.
Right.
That
sounds going back
lush,
to this text,
actually.
Going back to this text, he's told us in the group chat he was out for a family meal.
I was going to be.
Family meal
at 20 to 3 in the afternoon, the German just wanted to know what time. I don't know. Making a mess of Sophie. Okay. He's just getting a bit too German about it.
Almost getting.
And he was like, maybe 4. Okay. I said, I'll tell him around 4 to 4:30-ish. Sweet. And time to be confirmed. Both are happy.
And then in the chat, I did say 4 o'clock.
And we turned up at 4:30.
Because my mum and dad came home and we had to stop.
I wasn't bothered. I was playing Star Wars.
To be fair, the whole like 4 o'clock and everything was to give her time to have a shower.
Right. So basically, people who are listening who don't know us personally, or if you're a friend of one of ours and one of us personally, but not the other three.
Well, I think they've got a good insight into my life. Apparently, I ditched my pals for some.
That's exactly what's just happened. That's exactly what's just happened.
Yeah, it's both before horse.
I didn't
care that it happened. I just care that he couldn't have just fucking said. I was sitting waiting.
I didn't ditch it, and I was going to send you a message. To be fair, I was kind of expecting the Hobbit to send a message in the group chat saying Kyle's busy.
I was busy myself.
So
you should have fucking answered. And you've no idea, because I was just going
to
turn up anyway.
To be fair, I was driving to Newcastle and driving back, and I'd turned off my Wi-Fi. So I think as I got like in the as I got in the car to go to Newcastle, or it might have been when I got into Newcastle, I got a message saying what time, and I just instinctively swiped it away because I thought it was someone else and just turned my Wi-Fi off.
Is that what you call your orgasms, Newcastle?
So we didn't even... We didn't get here till basically 4:30. I've been waiting since about 11 o'clock when you appeared in group chat.
I was
you couldn't even see it. I'm nipping in Newcastle and I've got shit to do, so it'll be later on this afternoon. That's fine, I'll go for lunch and stuff.
Right, so... We're going to play a drinking game.
I do apologise for that, but I was still half asleep.
We're going to play a drinking game without drinking.
We're basically going to do Never Have I Ever, but this is adult Never Have I Ever with the four of us.
And
which,
without alcohol, which is boring.
Without alcohol.
Oh, you didn't
but,
bring the rum?
But it's basically, if you look on top of there, there's a bottle of gin.
You're driving.
Exactly.
And he's the only one that doesn't drink.
I know. I don't drink. The American is the only one here that doesn't drive. And we've got...
And us two, me, the Hobbit, are the main drivers, and we're slightly alcoholic.
Yeah, exactly.
How does this happen?
What I mean, slightly? That's an understatement.
Yeah,
although, but I mean, you're a bit more alcoholic than me.
It says the guy who turned up with a hip flask of rum.
Hey, that's what my car
was. That was an oversight. I've been asking for a hip flask for about 8 years, and no one's bought us one yet.
I've got two. I've got Jack Daniel's one in the car. One.
Nearly bought one the other day.
I'll get you one for your birthday or something.
Yes, get a big one.
Eventually, a big. You don't want a hip flask. You just want one the size of an Xbox to carry.
One,
you want a briefcase hip flask.
I want one that I can put a liter of Jack Daniel's in.
No, I've just thought.
You just want a bottle of Jack Daniel's.
I've just thought.
That is a hip flask.
I've just thought. We'll get you a briefcase. And it'll just have, like, a little nubble on the end, and you just twist that and drink out the briefcase, and the entire briefcase is basically a container for booze.
It's not drink driving if you only drink at lights. Red lights. When you're not driving.
We don't endorse drink driving, but...
You're gonna
just for the
record from this podcast, the amount of times we have, like...
We haven't admitted anything, we're just saying that that's
caught.
A good idea.
It's true, but, like, we're just, if we ever get caught, this is going to be used against us.
To be fair, I don't...
Anything you have said in the past will be given evidence.
I don't condone drinking anyway, because I don't drink, so I'm not fussed.
I was joking, our dad doesn't drink, right?
Right.
I'm the boring
so,
fart, just
American?
If I was drunk, I'd be worse than I am now, and nobody wants that.
Everybody wants it.
I want to see this.
We've been trying to get that for years.
That's the campaign that they've been running for years.
I want the Russian to do...
Russian.
When eventually I have my stag do, I want him to drink.
No, right.
And he cannot refuse me.
I want you to make a vow. If we get a shit ton of followers on this podcast on all social media at Spotify and Apple Music. You need a drink to celebrate.
No, I've got something better than that.
Well, just get him drunk.
He keeps begging for people to pay him on Patreon. He's their target. And he's getting pissed.
Are you joking?
You're getting absolutely shit faced.
Are you joking?
No.
If we get
no.
No. Okay.
Oh fuck! This is good. This will be the first time I'm drunk if we do this. But yes, we have set up a Patreon.
He's made it to 25 years of age without being inebriated.
I just don't like the taste of booze.
Talking about Patreon, you go to patreon.com/bullshitlab and you can sponsor us to talk more.
And don't worry, it's not like a ridiculously expensive one where they ask for like 20 quid a day. It's, what did we say ours? I think it was
£1. It was £1 a month, £5 a month.
Is it dollars or pounds?
It was dollars, because Patreon is
American.
So basically, listeners can choose.
Listeners can choose, yeah.
But yeah, you can choose, but it's
based... I didn't know if it was a one-off.
It's like
one-off donation.
It's like $1 a month.
Well, you can do one payment, complete payment.
You can't have a payment subscription, or you can do a one-off donation. Whatever you feel like.
So yeah, there's £1... £5, wait, $1, $5, and
$1.
$1, $5. It's.
Have your long time.
We've got.
Oh my god. And we're off the air, Thailand.
Oh dear god. If there is anybody listening in Thailand.
Fuck you.
Honestly, let me know, because I think that would be quite interesting if we've randomly got some Thai person sat there listening to us.
We've got a United States. We've got quite a few United States.
The Americans.
We've got a few English from the UK, and we've got five in Sweden.
Five
in Sweden.
It went from one to five. Is your mate in Sweden just sharing everything?
Yeah, it's right.
Oh, and also in like Holland.
Holland.
Holland. Oh, that makes sense because they'll be high.
Hey.
To be fair, I quite like a road trip to Holland.
We'll road trip to Holland. I'm in for that.
I'm in for that. One car.
We'll take mine. Since it's so fuel efficient and working.
Can't we just rent like a camper van or some shit?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
I'm driving.
Okay.
Unless I'm drunk.
I'm cooking because none of you
can cook. We keep blabbering on. We haven't got to the main topic of this episode yet.
It's been 10 minutes, no, 12 minutes, and we haven't even gotten...
I'm driving a drink, that's all.
Basically, the whole point of this is to advertise our Patreon and to let you guys get to know us a bit better so that you know what you're paying for. Because you're paying us idiots to create all this bullshit. So, basically, we're going to give you an insight into our lives by playing a drinking game called Never Have I Ever, but without any booze.
Basically, right...
drinking soft drinks. That's my favourite part of the game.
Basically, right, instead of... telling you the bullshit we find on the internet, we're going to tell you the bullshit of our lives.
Yeah.
But it's not bullshit, and a lot of this, we are going to be completely and utterly honest about this stuff.
Yeah,
and we are going to talk about it.
It's hand on heart, completely honest, and to be honest, if you guys want booze, there is gin on the top shelf.
Gin!
Settle down, then.
That was loud, that was a hell of a spike. Watch the bottle, because it is a very fancy bottle. You know me,
he's confused, he's just standing looking at the bottle.
Hobbit, can you actually reach that? No.
It's on top of the shelf where it belongs, because you can't reach it. Come on, please tell me the German can't reach it either.
He's just opened the... Oh,
I've got it!
Of course he can reach it, it's alcohol.
Yeah, true.
Right, he gets another 2 inch taller after
he be gentle, because I was
actually... It's a direction, I guess.
I was going to say that's not nice.
To be fair...
It's a direction getting a bush.
That was my parents' Christmas present from someone, so be careful with the bottle. I love the bottle.
Aww.
And their personalised straws they got.
Oh, what is...
They got personalised metal straws with names on.
Actually, that's really nice.
Well, that's awesome.
It is really nice, apart from the fact that my mum and dad don't drink gin. So
there's a brush, I drink gin. I should have brought me Stella.
Right, let's get back to this.
Do not compare get Stella with gin and rum.
Oh, can I just say as well that we've known each other our whole lives. We were playing Never Have I Ever a little bit before because we wanted to see how good the little random app thing was. And there's going to be little bits that surprise us, even.
Well, I don't know. I was answering for half of the Hobbit.
Right, yeah, and the rule is
nobody's surprised at the Hobbit, everyone else
can only answer. People cannot answer for them.
Yeah, that's a good rule.
I feel like I'm going to be the most surprising because I'm a bit private, but not as fucking
ready.
Come on, are you
American? Spin that shit.
That should go and spin.
Spin it.
I think it's barely picking up the American, to be honest. American, move your ass.
Oh, it's me. Never what have I ever had to be carried to bed.
Yes, you have.
Nope.
Really?
Did when you were little.
Hey, you lied.
I didn't lie, because it doesn't specify. It just says never have I ever.
Right, but you have.
You have been carried
to
bed. When you're little. You're lying.
It's the adult part, though, so
it's the adult part, so it'll be when you're drunk. I've never had any carried to bed.
Fucking dying.
Go on, click next and spin.
Russian.
Russian.
Oh, this is...
Never have I ever had a threesome. No, not yet, but I'm in the process of...
God's sake.
I have sort of been... nearly like teetering on organising it for like a couple of months. So
of months. You did try and get me involved last month.
You've been trying to get me involved for a while now. It's like every time I'm here and she's here, it's like, so I was like, oh, okay, fair enough.
Nah, that's just a joke. There we go. Spin. Spinny Winnie.
There it is.
The Hobbit. Yeah, but. knowing how you
never
work,
have
I wouldn't
I
be
ever
surprised.
Had sex in a tent. I can tell you one thing, sex in a tent is fucking intense.
Oh, you're an idiot.
I can actually honestly say I've never had sex in a tent.
What?
Have you not? I've
never had sex in a tent.
I have.
It sounds like it would be really annoying because the tents make
horrible
noise.
You look so proud of yourself.
You are
right?
So proud.
I have.
Right. He's like, I've done something he hasn't.
Yeah, I know.
What?
I have. And
never had sex in a tent.
And, right, I was out with a load of mates while camping out and they went away. They came back and realised what was happening, at which point I got disturbed. There was things being thrown at the tent. It was all hilarious and that. I mean, that was something.
Right, okay, on to the next
one. Oh, it's you?
It's literally going in a circle.
Never have I ever flirted with someone more than 10 years older than me. No, I don't think I have.
Okay, I'll try my... Yes, I have.
Well, I know you have.
I haven't.
Just because I have the accidental habit of flirting with most girls I see about.
With everyone.
Your constant mode is flirting.
It's not on purpose, I'm just trying to be
nice.
This
is American, and I think he's the only one that's going to answer no to this question.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Never have I ever been in handcuffs and not because of breaking the law.
Have you ever been in handcuffs?
Do you have pink fluffy handcuffs?
Oh, red one.
He fucking does! It's what it's...
No, when we first got together...
Oh, here we go.
There we go, come on.
It's the juicy bit.
Right, keep quiet, keep quiet.
I never thought we'd get this gossip from him.
Mm-hmm. When used handcuffs?
Is that it? Did you use handcuffs on her?
That's really adventurous for him, though.
That is quite offensive. Or did she use
offensive.
Handcuffs on you?
It's
me.
Oh, saucy.
Nice.
There we go.
Obviously, all three of us have had fucking handcuffs on, judging from the reaction.
Both breaking the law and sex.
Oh, it's me again.
It's you again.
Never have I ever made out under the stars. No.
Yes.
Because she never fucking comes at those.
Wow.
unless it's work.
You've broke the Hobbit. Go on then, spin it again.
The Hobbits had to go to the other side of the room just to laugh there for a moment.
Hobbit?
It's the Hobbit.
Put your hand on that.
Why am I putting your hand on me?
Never have
head?
I ever flashed someone.
Your mind doesn't flash someone.
Flashed
you definitely
someone.
Have. I've seen your long coat. Yeah, on box.
I've actually have flashed someone. That's my thing. It was my ex's mother by accident.
What? That was an accident.
Yeah, that was by accident.
What?
I flashed my ex's mother by accident.
I accidentally flashed one of my ex's little sisters.
Sorry, what?
What?
I remember we bought the criminal ourselves.
Wow.
No, you know? No.
Was she legal age?
She was legal age.
That's alright.
Thank fuck for that.
She was legal age, but my ex and I were doing things under the covers. The sister walked in, as a prank, did the normal pull the covers off and ended up doing
that. I can actually imagine them doing that.
Yeah, so
I think I've also flashed my dad. I'm not too sure. I just...
Oh my God.
I think me and my girl... Okay. I think me and my girl both have, purely because he walked in
because
and pulled the covers off.
Yeah.
He is a child. Right, this one's for me. Never have I ever gone to a singles event or tried speed dating. I haven't.
What?
What about dating people on speed?
No, I don't think I don't think I've done that either. But no, I've never tried speed dating. I've never been to singles events or anything because I don't like going out to events full stop. So singles events just don't appeal to me. And if I really want a girlfriend that much...
You haven't spun it.
Then I've got other ways of doing it other than going to a singles event.
This is...
It's the American. I doubt you have.
I have.
I did it at Wet n' Wild.
Oh my god.
Never have I ever had sex in a pool. No.
Yeah, Wet n' Wild.
Kiddly's paddling pool.
This is such a bad egg.
For those cheap ones of Argos.
To be fair, I thought Wet n' Wild was bad.
This is a long paragraph.
That's public and a pool, but that's the all worse.
Everyone's done this.
No, you have several times.
It's on Snapchat as well. Never have I ever drunkly posted something on Facebook. Now I wish I hadn't.
I don't post anything. I don't think I have either.
I get quite drunk.
I stay off social media when I'm pissed for that reason.
I've never been drunk.
Everyone's dead by that point, so... You all know how emotional I get while I'm drunk.
Yes.
Thanks for the confidence you do. Yes, in unison.
Well, you do because it's all over your fucking Snapchat story at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
Okay, fair enough.
And also... Me and the German have actually seen it single-handedly.
Yeah, we have. I had to take you home because you were getting on my tits.
Yeah.
I was going to hurt you.
All over YouTube.
No.
Oh, he hasn't.
But I am surprised that you two haven't because I'm the only one that doesn't get drunk, so it's obvious that I haven't.
I stay off social media for that reason.
Fair do.
And what I do is I text people inappropriately instead sometimes.
I feel like you have at some point.
Nope. I've got lots of people on my laptop.
Because some of the stuff that you've posted on Facebook, I've been sat there going, he must be drunk.
Go on, Jordan.
Never have I ever dated a co-worker. Nope.
No, because...
He's not supposed to be answering these, it's him. That's
remember the rule!
He did answer, he said no.
Oh, so you're answering, I swear, for yours.
So I'm
he's just answering everything that's asked.
Wait, that's the whole
have
thing.
Have I ever fucked a co-worker?
No, it doesn't say that, it says date.
Have I ever dated? Yes, I have.
I know the answer to this.
I haven't. Okay. Never have I ever woken up naked without remembering anything from the night before.
Yes.
I have.
Yeah.
The bad thing is, there's a pause.
I have.
I haven't.
No, the bad thing is.
But I've woken up regretting something. That's just because you get drunk out your mind every night.
Next.
Who are you talking to there?
Me.
Both of you. It's the Russian again. It's me again. Never have I ever been playful with whipped cream.
Yes.
No, because I don't like cream, because I can
For God's sake.
I can smell it for the entire day.
She wouldn't buy it, she was pissed off because it was fucking the 0% fat one. She was like, fuck that. I was like, we'll just get it anyway.
I know your lass is it's fat when she wants a full fat one.
It's not fat.
I can never, like, if I have like a cream donut or anything, I can smell it for the rest of the day. I can smell the cream and it's a horrible smell. It's like off cream.
What was your problem?
I just don't like
it. No, it just was offensive. No, it wasn't meant to be, it just was.
Have you ever played with cream?
Spin. He doesn't like whipped cream, it's not made of sausages.
Hey, I have whipped cream on my hot chocolate.
Oh, I thought you were going to say hot dogs.
To be honest, I'm amazed you've had hot chocolate.
Same.
I love hot chocolate.
I think I've got some downstairs, actually. I'm not sure.
Do we know what he's making?
Oh, finally.
This is a German, yes,
yeah, go on. We all know this answer.
Oh no.
Never have I ever had a bedroom injury. I haven't had one, but I have caused them.
Yeah, being the best.
That was. Yeah. Okay.
Go on, tell the story then.
You gotta tell stories.
It wasn't broken.
Was she clearly fucked her wrist?
It was sore.
Well, he might have literally fucked her wrist, to be honest, if he broke it.
Didn't fuck her wrist. There was adjustments and then hurt her wrist.
Story.
That was the story.
It's a bit obvious of what was going on. And we were adjusting position, and in the adjusting of position, her wrist got hurt. And then after we adjusted position, that might have made the wrist worse. And then so we thought it might have been broken. It wasn't broken, it was fine. It was just sore for a bit.
So it was broken.
I've injured myself. I've nearly knocked myself out by having my head whacked against the headrest.
We need a wrap you.
Headrest.
Wait, the headboard, whatever it is.
Are you having sex in cars now?
Yes.
No surprises.
Yes.
Are you finding the
phone? Why did that have to be my question?
Because it's perfect, it's fate.
It is fake.
Never have I ever tried skinny dipping. Skinny dipping.
Skin dipping?
Yeah.
never. Skin dipping.
Never have I ever tried skinny dipping. No, I haven't.
Is it not class when you go in the bath? It's class as skinny dipping for you.
No.
Well, because he's skinny and he's dipping.
Rags. No, despite having sex in a pool, I've never actually done skinny dipping because I still had pants on at the time. Well, twunks.
What? What? Did you have a hole in them? Well, they have sex shorts.
well, no.
Ready, boy, it's time to go out to play.
It was one of those pairs.
You've got a hole in the bat as well.
It was one of those pairs of shorts where it's got like a Velcro thing and it's got the netting inside. It's basically normal shorts, but it's got netting inside. Mm-hmm. So basically that, and it had a Velcro front, so I just undid the Velcro.
Do you know what's really
best? Yeah.
When I have swim shorts and stuff, I hate the net, and I always cut it out.
I used to, but I'm so used to it. It was me again.
I do cut it out, but then it creates issues.
The Hobbit's just seen it. Never have I ever used a household object as a sex toy.
You definitely have. I don't want to touch anything now.
Thanks. I honestly can't remember. I've used a phone as a vibrator. I can't remember if I've used a household item, guys. I honestly don't know.
Fuck's sake.
Because I've got the proper toys, so I don't think I've ever done it. I know he has. But I don't know. I can't remember.
You're just getting dropped in the shed left and right.
I might have.
He's just dropped me, man, so I'll explain my story.
Well, yeah, because it's going to be fun. You've used a household object.
No, I'm just candle stick holders, those long ones.
Oh, candles! I haven't used candles either.
No, not candles. I'm talking about like the candlestick holders.
Oh.
The metal ones with like the little braids around them and that.
The candelabra.
Yeah.
The candelabra, not a candelabra.
To be fair, that would go.
Just one name as a sex toy.
That would be amazing if you fit that in.
I've also used a few knives as sex toys as well.
Oh yeah. I've got actual toys. So
I've got actual toys. It's just you want to be adventurous now and then.
Yeah. To be fair, the Mormon that we had on the previous show, he would say answer that with yes, because we all know the story behind that. The American.
That's fine. We'll brush over that.
Yes.
It was a sweeping statement.
It was. Sorry, Mormon.
You have to listen to the Christmas episode.
Not sorry.
Love
you, Phil.
Messages.
We'll love you, but we tormented you in high school.
Of course, and it's not going to stop now.
And I completely tormented him in high school.
Everybody
still completely torment him now, so what's the fucking difference?
Yeah. I almost made him cry once.
What's
the fucking difference you still do now?
No, recently.
He nearly makes me cry with frustration.
Now we're all drive, so we can get to him easier.
We don't know where he lives.
Yeah, good point.
Phil, if you're listening.
He moved the house for that reason.
Yeah.
He has a child now, he wants to keep us away.
Drop us your address.
Never have I ever adjusted my buttons based on who's in the room.
Adjusted your buttons.
I don't know whether it's meaning your trouser buttons or your shirt buttons.
Shirt buttons.
I don't know what that means.
Either way, I have.
Have you like showed off your chest a bit?
No.
It's basically like in the films on like Saturday Night Fever, where he walks in, he's got the normal shirt, and then he just pops off the top couple of buttons to show off his.
Oh, if you have titties, you definitely have. You know, you undo the buttons to show your tits a bit.
That's exactly what I do.
That's what I do because I've got like if I have a full chest tattoo. And if I see someone that's quite good looking, you know, I do give them a.
Maybe they don't like tattoos.
Well.
Then you're shooting it on the foot.
to be fair, every time I see you, you always end up taking your shirt off or something. So.
You did on the way to the shop the other day because.
Yeah, it is about the shirt, yeah.
Okay, so have you? Have you ever adjusted your.
No, because when I'm out anyways, my buttons only go up to about there, any.
What about work?
It's not proper buttons.
What about work?
No.
He never adjusted.
He works with kids.
He works with children.
He works with disabled children.
I literally wear my football stuff.
Yeah,
to
a good
to work.
Are you saying that like he sits next to the taxi driver and doing his escort service?
No,
it's a different kind of escort service.
It's because he used to work in a school, and I remember him saying that there was quite a few fit lasses that used to work there as well.
No, this is just one that I used to stare at her off, because she always used to, like, stand.
Why you were such a
pervert? Does your fiance listen to this?
Yeah. She doesn't actually know I'm doing this.
Alright, he's keeping it a secret.
Yeah.
Honey, if you're listening, this is the American's honey, if you're listening, We are sorry for making
this. We're not sorry. We've just basically ended Dumbelkin's relationship with this episode.
It's fine. I saved it a few times. I can save it again.
Do you really want
to? You're the only reason it exists.
Do you really want to?
To be honest, do you want me to?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Of course he does. No. He's a happy guy.
No, he needs to have more. Not just one.
Right.
Hey, I've now got...
It's like Pringles. Once you
pretty
pop,
much...
You
I've been with that for like 10 years, so our nieces and nephews are basically...
Yeah, that's
my
true.
My nieces and nephews now.
That's true. You are the 10-year mark, and you've been engaged
well, so
for many
his logic
time.
Is basically he's happy because he's adopted children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't have to
spin the wheel.
Yeah, spin the damn wheel. Yeah. I'm waiting on my parents coming home, and then
me
dad interrupting and going, what are you doing, and then trying
well,
to go in.
Yeah, probably. Never have I ever been stood up by my date.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yes.
It's been a few times
Actually...
That's not date, though. That was just...
Yeah, that doesn't go.
Just go to see her.
I'm not sure, because I've been asked to
I've only took Bethany out on a date once.
I've been asked to pick someone up and take them
home,
and take them home, and then
they've never appeared.
Wait. He's been with her for 10 years.
Yeah. Yes.
And only been on one date.
I think that was when they got engaged.
I'm sorry, but like
which time?
There's been four.
How the fuck have you managed to keep a relationship for 10 years with only one date?
He's doing something right. But we haven't picked up one.
Yeah, I literally went on a nighttime beach stroll the other day.
Do you think he's hung?
Oh, you're so romantic when you want to be.
My fourth proposal to her, I wrote the words in the sand.
I accidentally seen some of his messages because I went to look at you, and my eyes scrolled across his phone, and I saw my sexy little prince and my sexy little Harley. So they got sweet little romantic nicknames for each other.
Oh, we've got more than nickname. We've got bloody princess and prince and Harley and Joker and
oh,
it's basically whatever
that's
the hell
cute.
We feel like.
Does she call you a princess?
No, she calls
me.
Do
I really
prince.
Have to answer this one?
Yes, you've got to be answering truthfully.
Want to answer this one?
The brilliant thing
you
is
you answer it truthfully.
Answer truthfully.
You know how
and
I
honest.
Jump into accents every once in a while, just randomly. So I'll do an Irish accent for no reason or whatever. She enjoys that, and she wants asked us to do Sean Connery the entire way through.
Do you want chicken, not stirred?
I don't have the mental capacity when the blood isn't in my head to do an accent the entire way through.
You haven't got the mental capacity anyway.
I struggle, but...
I just get taught to shut up.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Fuck's sake. It's probably because you're talking about the Newcastle school.
Yeah.
Do you see the game, honey? Shut up!
Okay. Cheer up!
just watching the match, he stops just to
this.
Cheer.
Yeah, answer that. I'll answer it. I have.
Never have I ever made any naughty videos. I have made porn in the past.
Don't look at my phone.
Right, so that's everybody apart from him again.
Yeah. Have you made a naughty video for your beloved?
Nope.
Has she made a naughty video for you?
No.
You born bastards.
Told you. If it's not work, she doesn't do anything.
When I was doing this last, that lad sends
sorry,
a snap.
Dear.
Was like, oh, what are you doing? No, he sends a picture on Snapchat. And
so
like, okay. He sends a picture on Snapchat saying, what are people doing? And like, I was like, oh, just having sex. He was like, oh, you're taking the piss. So I sent him a video on Snapchat of what I was doing. And he calls a lucky bastard and blocked us.
I remember that.
Be careful, I might end up doing that.
That wasn't me, I remember you telling us that.
Be careful, because I might end up accidentally doing that to you one day.
That's why I don't have him on Snapchat.
We do.
To be fair, about 50% of the Hobbit Snapchats is Bath.
Well, I know. It's either his legs or a quote.
Ah, that's me again, yep. Never have I ever watched porn of someone else.
Yes.
Yes,
I
have.
American?
Of course he hasn't.
I've watched it, but I haven't not with someone else.
Oh, it's great fun watching it with someone else.
Yeah, you know, we're happy to come along and watch it with you.
To be honest, in that would be
worrying. It'd be more coming than you know.
Didn't I send one in the group chat? It was one of the pornos that I found, which was just I found really funny because the guy
messages.
No,
you.
That doesn't count because you do that, and he sends fucking porn pictures all the time.
Half my messages from him, my personal private messages, just between me and him, it's all pictures of girls he found asking me if I could find their social media.
It's not. It's only like
I believe
one,
it.
It's only like one or two randomly. It's because I thought I knew her, because I thought it was someone that I went to college
never
with.
Never have I ever.
Because it did look a lot.
Lost
like
my swimwear bottoms. No.
Yes.
I think that I feel like I have. In fact, I know I have.
Go on, skinny dipping.
My.
German.
My cousin's husband lost his tooth in a swimming pool.
Never have I ever made out while I was drunk or high. Well, of course I have.
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah. Even you will have.
Yeah.
We can guarantee you have, because I've seen you drunkenly go home with your girl. Or she beat
me. You actually bring me to her whilst I was drunk on my 25th birthday.
Exactly. Yes.
And she would have been pissed off with him, so he probably didn't get a kiss then.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, true. Was it me?
You definitely have.
Never have I ever lied about myself to get laid. I haven't.
Are you not?
I'm always truthful. I'll always be honest.
Okay.
I have.
I knew you had.
I've given false names and everything, mate.
Didn't he once pretend to be gay?
Yes, he did.
Right. I didn't pretend to be gay to get laid.
He did the gay best friend act.
It wasn't gay best friend. Right. Okay, we're 17 years old. We're out a hot dog at Sheen and Morpeth. Right, Philip fucked off. Walshy fucked off. I was by myself. I saw a girl. Right, I didn't mean to come across as gay.
Just sound a bit gay.
I'm just naturally flamboyant. I am just camp.
He's naturally feminine.
You are camp.
Naturally flamboyant, says the man who I nicknamed the peacock because his entire body is covered in blue and pink.
No, but he is a bit camp.
So
he's
like,
a bit coomsy, coomso.
I saw a girl by herself.
To be fair, me and him both are. I think he's the least camp.
He sounds more camp than you.
He's in all fairness,
the American's the least camp because he couldn't be camp to save his life.
It's true.
I'm not gay. I'm not straight. I'm not.
He's not gay, but his boyfriend is.
I'm just a slut.
Yeah.
I'm a slut. You know, I'm happy to get. But like, basically, I saw this girl by herself. So I went over. I went over to her, and asked her, "says, do you want some coffee?" She said, "oh no, I'm sorry, I've got a boyfriend." I was like, "oh ye, so do I." But I don't think he would mind. But I think.
Hello.
Hello, boy. Hi. Do you have a story?
No.
Basically, right, it just came out by accident.
That's what she said.
It kept going throughout the night.
That's what he told the police.
It went on throughout the night. And then she turned around to me quite drunk and she was like, oh, I've always wanted to turn a gay guy straight. And me being me was like, well, I'm game.
Call you game for out.
Basically, so that's where lying by myself for being gay got me laid.
Well,
that's me
again. It is you again. You have the best stories for other people's questions.
I don't have the best stories for other people's questions. Never have I ever injured myself while trying to impress someone I was interested in. I don't think I have, actually.
I have.
Oh, yeah.
Several times.
For me just being accident prone, I thought I would have injured myself a lot more than I should have.
I have, yeah. A couple of times. Just general fucking about. Okay. Oh, is that unbroken now?
That's unbroken from you breaking
it. Not, well, don't even mean your technology. Why is it close to us?
Well, I had to pause with the psh, psh, psh of my father coming in. Yes. I told you he'd interrupt too.
Never have I ever worn clothes to hide a hickey. No.
Yes, a scarf. Yes.
No, well, I'm not hiding shit.
I kind of had to because it was it was when I was single and I got asked a very lot of questions when I came home.
What?
Wait, I was wearing clothes anyways.
Well,
where it was.
Have you?
Yeah.
Tried champagne?
Yes.
Yes, I've tried champagne. Everyone's tried champagne.
It's never have I ever tried champagne.
I've been force-fed champagne by a gay guy at a club.
Wait, hold on. We definitely have because of alcohol. Have you tried champagne?
Yes, I have. I didn't like it.
Okay, have you?
Yes, at weddings.
I'm amazed.
And at Christmas.
Wow.
You say you've tried champagne at weddings. You said you've tried champagne at weddings, right? Go to a Polish wedding and you will have the best wedding drinks in the world because it's just vodka.
I just had champagne on Christmas Day.
This is amazing considering what we were on about rum and bloody gin earlier, and his contribution was stellar.
Never have I ever had sex in a sleeping bag.
Is that you or someone else?
Me.
Oh.
I don't know. How is that possible? No.
It is.
Depends on the size of the sleeping bag.
On a sleeping bag, not in it.
You can get
space in it.
You can get a couple sleeping bags and stuff, I think.
Yeah, well, I'm not that advanced.
I've never been. I don't think I've ever actually been in a sleeping bag because I've never been camping.
No.
Which I want to at some point, but I never
have. Russian.
Russian. Now, is this specifically after a massage? Because that's what it's usually associated with. Or? Never have I ever gotten a happy ending from a home massage,
What do you mean from a home massage? What? You think it means have you been at a random massage parlor getting wanked off by black dudes?
Well, that's what it usually is you go to a massage parlor and some places do a happy ending. I got a home massage.
That's just Turkish.
You're getting confused.
I got a home... No, some places do it.
And that's just a Turk masseuse.
I got a massage off me girlfriend and there was a happy ending. But to be honest, I think all of them have had a happy ending if it's not referring to the massage first.
I'm 25 years old, I'm still waiting for my happy ending.
It'll come. You're being all weird.
It's at the end of a rope.
It's me again. Yes. Never have I ever realised my outfit was on inside out after wearing it the entire day.
I do that with underpants all the time.
I do that all the time.
I went to work once with my shirt.
You're an idiot. I've done it with pants on backwards and stuff.
I don't think I have, purely because I'm really like, I've got massive OCD for my cupboards, so they're organised specific ways. I've literally got a morning routine which is so specific that I don't think it's possible for me to put anything on inside.
Your plague's catching.
I know it is.
The Americans dying.
The Russians have deployed the nerve agents to America. That's what's happening.
Fucking Novichok gas.
Usually a carrier.
Never go.
Speaking of which, it's the German.
Hey. Never have I ever watched a TV show or movie just for the sex scenes. No.
Yes.
No, I'm not surprised.
Game of Thrones.
Not surprised.
No, but
not a movie.
I've not watched.
It's a TV show.
Yeah, but why would you watch a show? You just go on. You just Google it, the sex scenes.
I've done that as well, but Game of Thrones does actually have some good fight scenes as well, so I watch Game of Thrones just for the sex and fight.
People are always either fighting or shagging.
There is a storyline, but I got bored.
Fighting and shagging dragons.
Fighting and shagging dragons? Why have I not been watching this? That's what he said.
Fighting, shagging, and dragons.
Sounds like my current relationship status.
To be honest.
Fighting and dragons, or?
To be honest. In our current D&D game, I think one of you guys, I think it's you, actually has as your objective fuck a dragon.
There's him. He's a fucking half.
Really? Soon carry that on.
Yeah, we do. Never have I ever actually recruited someone to play the bad guy for your big bag's final fight.
Yes.
So it's not going to be me. We've got outside help. It's one of my mates. So I'm literally going over to his to give him advice on how to play.
Do I know this person?
Yeah. Probably not. Never have I ever asked someone to send nudes. Of course.
Yes.
Even him. And you're quiet.
At the start of the relationship.
Of course he's done it.
I mean, of course I've done it.
Everyone's done it.
I've never asked anyone to send nudes.
Are you mad?
I've never asked anyone to send
nudes. Wow, I've done something Jay hasn't. I mean, Hobbit hasn't.
Yeah,
that's my
name,
don't we?
I actually have a habit of, if I'm flirting with someone and they like start getting flirty and say like I want to see and all that sort of stuff, I don't actually ask for nudes. It's sort of I'll show you mine if you show me yours type thing.
That's still insinuating
basically a business deal,
and that's how he gets the pictures of people's penises.
Basically he's the type of person I'll send a picture of him in a fedora with my lady and send a cock after.
No, that's how he gets pictures of other people's penises. He goes, you send me yours if I send
how did you know I've used the fedora?
Oh, you actually have?
Yes.
Oh, this is just an assumption.
My fedoras weren't missing.
My fedora has been used for poses a lot.
Never have I ever made love in the shower.
I have, yes. Oh, I'm proud of you.
I've literally got hand marks on it.
Was that a friend?
Just some chewing gum when they're gone. Have you ate them all? Have you ate the whole box? You can have shortbread.
I want something chewy.
There's Christmas cake stuff from my grandma up there that you can have. I haven't been buying bits of it, I've literally been picking stuff.
And it was at a friend's house.
Nice!
This is the most adventurous I've ever heard of.
I know.
We've known you for all our lives. You've tried handcuffs and you've tried sex in someone else's shower.
I know, this is
amazing. And he's asked for nudes.
He's
never getting them, but he's asking for them.
I did at the start of the relationship.
Yeah, at the start of the 10-year relationship.
I don't really ask for them.
The first year.
Yeah, exactly.
Mr. American, can you pass the Christmas cake that is up there next to my living cacti?
Who is this?
It's me. Never have I ever had a one-night stand. Sort of.
Either have or you haven't.
It was a one-night stand that turned into a week-long relationship.
That's not a one-night stand.
That's not a one-night stand.
But it turned into it afterwards. Like, no, I wasn't...
Basically, what happened was you impressed them, then they thought, oh, we're going to have a relationship here.
I wasn't...
No, you depressed them with this day.
I wasn't in a relationship or anything. I wasn't in a relationship or anything.
He suppressed the human rights.
But had the one, and then it ended up in, like, a relationship the next week or some shit.
Well, I haven't.
One-night stand?
Nope.
I've had a few.
Yeah, then you have.
I wish I've had more, but I haven't, because I'm honestly...
Hey, we're getting safe, yeah.
Never have I ever thrown up in a car or an Uber.
No. Yeah.
No.
Because by the time I get in a taxi, I've sobered up.
When I was a child, yes, but I haven't done it as an adult, because I don't drink.
I've already puked.
I wish I could say the same.
With this, I've either sobered up, or I'm already puked in the pub's toilet.
Didn't you nearly do it in my car once?
Yeah?
You. Didn't you nearly do it in my car once?
But did I puke in your car?
You nearly did.
Did I projectile vomit all over your car?
Almost.
Not yet.
No, almost. I never did it. So therefore I didn't puke in his car.
Never have
puke
I ever...
car. When I puked in your car, when I was completely, utterly fucked off my face.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Right. Never have I ever licked food off someone.
Yes. Yes.
As with the cream, I'm not entirely sure.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm not entirely sure, because you know when, like, they've dropped food between into the cleavage and stuff? I've went after it, but I don't think I've licked food off.
I'll, like, dive across the bed face first. I'm in there. Yeah. I'm after it.
Yeah, but I don't know if I've ever actually just licked food off someone. Cause...
Can I
not? No.
Oh.
You see, Nutella, so I don't really want to try that, because if that smears, it's going to look horrible.
Oh, but it doesn't matter though.
Next.
Knock, knock. Is that knocking at our door or knocking at a door?
Can you not just leave stuff alone and stop posting
to
be called?
I know I've worked out how to do the button. No, I can't unpause it.
Oh,
it's knocking on our door. That's exactly why I paused.
No.
Yeah. There, it's alive.
Yay!
It's alive. Right. Never have I ever fallen in love at first sight. Yes, and just here in the room.
Shut up.
Hello.
That's true love right there.
What? Hello. And I bribed the Hobbit with a beef wellington to introduce us to her. So.
See, so you can't hate me for, like...
I love you too.
You better.
You're my dog.
Somebody's got to.
Someone's got to.
Yeah, someone's got to love the Hobbit.
No one loves me, except her.
It is the American's turn.
How come there's a switch in between his knees, teeth?
Well, we've got an easy life.
I know.
Never have I ever given someone else a hickey. Yes, I have.
Oh, me too.
Oh, you're playing now.
Are you playing?
I'm not playing. I don't even know how this thing at the time. Can we eat a scram?
You don't have to, but you're on the podcast now.
Yeah, basically.
Welcome to the internet, my darling.
My name's Sophie.
You didn't have to use one name. Why not use our name? So it doesn't matter if you use
We've got a name dropped him a few times, so it's fine. His name dropped me.
Are you confused by the screen?
Is
it doing things?
Is he German?
Yes, you just kept spinning that, let's me.
No?
I'm sure I gave you it and it was on the American.
Never
and,
have I
yeah, I've said it, man.
Had a no. sexy dream about a celebrity, no, I haven't.
Yes, I have.
Yes.
No.
And she knows about it.
Oh, okay.
Michelle Rodriguez, if you're listening.
American? I know he has.
What's that?
I know you have.
Oh,
I know you have.
It's my daily occurrence.
I'm sure you have. I'm sure you have.
Never have I ever dressed as the opposite sex.
I've got a picture of the Hobbit dressed up as a pretty mermaid.
Well, that's just every Halloween.
Every Halloween you dress up as a girl. I've sent you guys
every
a picture.
Every weekend I dress up as a girl. Yeah, what's the difference?
Every time he's alone in the house he dresses up as a girl.
Yeah,
every day I dress up as a girl.
I've sent a picture of me wearing one of my darling girl's bras. So
you've seen a bit of fat in the chest area.
Which I'm wearing now, actually.
Are you wearing that one? Nice.
I thought my name was.
You want your backbone back?
I don't have anything there. So.
Hobbit!
Oh, finally I'm getting played.
It's fine, it's an easy one for you.
Oh, everyone has.
Yeah.
Next.
Even
I have.
Yes.
Right. That's my life.
Stayed up all night. All of what I have.
Yes.
I stayed up for an entire 24 hours because I had to go to AMU with someone. Oh. American. Please read it out.
So read it out and then
don't forget we've
got
listeners. You can't just facepalm.
Exactly.
Yes, I can.
No, never have I ever given or received a lap dance. I have received a lap dance.
Have you given one?
I'm strip club.
Have you given one?
At a stag do.
Have you given one though?
No.
Fellas, I'm curious about you two now.
Received, not given.
No, it says given or received.
Both.
Well,
so me and the Hobbit have done both.
Have you lap dance?
I have.
When right. I'm in the towel?
That's not a lap dance.
That's just a tease.
That's a stupid, that doesn't count.
It was sort of a lap dance.
It's me again.
Okay.
Never have I ever left my house without underwear.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done a lot.
No.
Yeah. Why? You are the most boring person.
This morning?
Too much information.
Real one he has because, like,
German.
He's always half asleep.
Yes.
Never have I ever sunbathed partially or totally nude. Yeah.
No, because I'm always on holiday with my family, so if I'm going sunbathing, I'm usually with them.
So?
I'm not getting cock out in front of me dad.
You did what you said before.
You said before you flashed them. Exactly.
Yeah, that was accidental because he ripped the quilt off her.
Oh my god, no.
Yeah, we're being truthfully honest.
It's alright, we already know about it.
It's fine, we're already on like 51.
I know a lot worse than that about you.
Never have I ever kissed a stranger. Never have I ever kissed a stranger. Yes, I have.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
To be fair, when I worked in the bar, an old lady tipped us by kissing us. That was really annoying.
That's just the blithe way.
It's a German.
Never have I ever been skinny dipped. I had this one out.
We ran out of questions already.
We may have run out of questions.
It's only taken 50 minutes.
Oh, no. We're back in the game with the American.
Oh.
Oh, this is interesting.
He has.
Never have I ever sexed? Yeah.
Yep.
Sexted, yeah.
Go on, tell us a story then. Come on.
There's not a story.
It's not a story.
There's no story. He did it when he was in high school, I'm assuming.
With who?
Bethany.
With his beloved. I've been trying not to say her name the entire time, by the way.
That's
why I've been calling her Honey and stuff.
It could be any Bethany.
Yeah, it's real.
Yes.
There we go. It's back. Hello.
I basically love how this episode just pauses.
We keep on getting interrupted because my parents are back.
Have I ever had a 2-day hangover? No, because I don't really get hungover.
Nah, me neither.
No, because I don't get hungover.
I've never been hungover, so.
You don't drink?
Yeah, exactly. To be fair, I feel like I've had a hangover,
Russian.
But that's purely because I'm, like, really lazy. Never have I ever had to use lubrication.
Right,
everybody's used lube, it's just
no,
good
have
fun.
You had to? Have you actually had to?
I don't think so.
Yes.
Have what? I'm looking at me
that,
lady
that means
I'm
laughing.
Which
is laughing, so I guess that means yes.
Yeah,
that means
have
yes.
We ever had to use lubrication? We usually manage without if we need.
We've only done it like twice, we've only used lube twice, my babes.
Yeah, and that's because we chose to and I think so.
Okay,
I've had to use.
Yeah.
Before
blood is the devil's loop.
To be honest,
you
in
you are a sick human being.
Yeah,
I am.
And that's like, I'm usually the one getting called satanic, but you know, yeah.
Next.
No, with my ex, we mostly just did anal, so I have had to use it with her, but that I've not had to do it in this relationship.
That,
it's always
it
been voluntary.
Just say it. Have you ever? It doesn't say it.
Who's playing with my neck?
Me.
Why are you playing with my neck?
Because I felt like
it's also
it.
Recording you.
Is he recording?
Never have I ever had a crush on a teacher. No.
What crush on a teacher?
That,
you lying.
How am I lying?
You lying.
You lie.
Crush on a teacher.
You lie.
We went to school with you and we know for a fact that some of the teachers were fit as hell and we all remember stories of getting the teachers to bend
over
and stuff.
There was at least three.
That doesn't mean I had a crush on them.
Especially when they were nearly, one of the teachers was nearly one of nearly our age.
Their teacher, she was
Bonnie. I had Mr. Wong. It was the science teacher for me. The Russian. Oh, it's me.
Yeah, it is you.
Never
so
have
sorry,
I ever.
It's not about you.
Never have I yeah. ever fantasized about someone in this room. Well, yes, because me girl's here, but...
She doesn't count.
Oh, okay.
Someone that's other than your girl? Someone...
Why are you posing like that about me?
Because I know you had some fantasy about me.
Oh. I've had some fantasy about a lot of people.
But yes.
Yes, I have, yes.
Never have I ever.
What about you guys?
Doing it.
Yes.
Wait.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Have you ever heard somebody else having sex?
Yes. No.
No. Have you ever heard of anyone else having sex? Like, you're basically you're like in the same house as your friends are upstairs having sex.
Nah.
What do you do in that situation if you do?
Headphones.
Try and join
in. Can't join in.
You go try and join in. I see as a challenge.
I knew I could scream the most.
Oh, so you're just trying to be loud.
Yeah. Even though I'm by myself or not,
you
I'll
just scream back.
Scream back.
I get the feeling we'd end up having a competition at some point.
Go on then.
Wow.
Spin your noodle.
Spin that shit.
Spin my noodle.
Your noodle?
Oh, it's me again.
Haha, you're not getting out of it this time.
Never had ever had a crush on a co-worker. You had that one?
No, that was dated.
What?
Wait.
No, it was dated.
Oh, not crushed.
Crushed.
I've had a crushed few crushes on some co-workers in my old few jobs, yeah.
Yes, apparently one of the teachers had a boob reduction before I went there, and they were still massive when I was there, so...
Oh my god, what's that?
That's a good question.
I still want to say
You get your out, you get your out, you get your out, you get your out.
Never have I ever watched porn without any sound. Yes. Who hasn't?
It annoys me.
Have you ever turned the sound of porn, like?
That's what subtitles
are for. Then you've got some figgin'...
I just put the headphones in.
Dodgy music over it, like death metal or something, yeah. Like proper hardcore porn. There's death metal of it. It's like fucking hilarious.
I've done that, but also, like, have you ever just turned the subtitles on some porn videos?
No!
It's all been great.
No!
Because even the subtitles are confused sometimes.
What, like when they get confused by Scottish people on YouTube?
Yeah, but I watched one and it literally just underneath while they were having sex, it just went grunt.
I will find this article for the next...
There you go.
Episode, but like, there's an article of someone actually writes subtitles for porn.
That is not a good job.
That's a brilliant job. You basically watch porn and just
You have to sit and listen to the shit dialogue at the beginning and put subtitles on.
Yeah, true.
Never have I ever received a noise complaint immediately after sex. Nope.
So just gonna kick out a hotel room count.
Yes.
Yes.
Well then.
Yes,
Hobbit?
I have. I think we have.
Mm. Yes, you have.
I like how you say, yes, you have. I'm guessing he told you.
Of course he does.
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
what?
God.
What?
Oh, so you're saying yes to mine?
No.
For anyone...
Well, of course, yeah, you probably have.
I have. Never have I ever had the fake an orgasm. It gets sometimes when you get bored, it goes on too long. You think, "Fuck it," you know. Done, dust it.
Is that exactly how you do it?
Is that the exact noise? Just
you should see his face as well.
That's that really Gracie telling them. You're
that's
bored.
Really convincing. I can see how you got away with it.
So have you? Yes. Have you?
Nope.
Have you?
Nope.
Have you?
Did you say yes?
I'm saying, have you?
No. Did you just say yes?
Have you with any other exes?
No. Did you just say yes?
I have with an ex, yes.
You better not make
me kill you. Oh, that was a good save.
I haven't done it with you.
You better bloody not either.
You haven't done it with you. Don't worry.
Shut up, man! Oh, my God! Jay, man. Child man.
Ah!
You don't see worse. It's a fact.
Wow.
What's even worse? It's the fact that
you
keep
the microphone for like a second.
It's an X in this one.
Come on then.
Right. Never have I ever called someone the wrong name during sex.
You have.
Does nicknames count? Because I've used nicknames a lot.
I'm shit at names, okay?
Does nicknames count, or is it just specifically
wrong
names?
The wrong nickname.
Real names.
Okay, I've never done the Hmong name, no.
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 Cause I'd be dead.
Have you?
No, I haven't. I have during an argument, which went really badly.
Yeah.
But
I have pulled out.
Yeah, you're already, it's already getting bad anyways.
I mean,
I'm a
mourner.
So, you know.
Mm.
The American. I think so.
Yep. Never have I ever kissed and told.
You did it now.
That's basically what we're doing. That's basically what we're doing now, so yes. And the Hobbit gets most of
I'm only doing the safe that she doesn't listen.
The Hobbit gets up most of
Russian?
Mine and Milas's stories because he introduced her. Never have I ever taken a shower selfie. After the shower, yes, not in the shower because I don't risk my phone in water.
Not the shower,
it
but I'm in the bath.
It'll be fine.
And I don't go in the bath that much. I do a daily shower. I don't actually fit in the bath anymore because I'm too tall. So.
You're making yourself sound like a giant.
Honestly, it's like if you it's like a daddy long legs.
You are like a daddy long legs. Even when you're walking about, you've got no control and you're spindly. Not in the shower, but yes, in the bath, and I'm guessing you're the same.
Of course, he's taking a selfie
use
in
have.
The bath.
Yes.
Hold on, my phone.
Use have.
My phone's
full group chat.
My phone's waterproof. Who? Me.
Him.
Oh.
Yeah.
He
yes, no, I was putting the Yogi Bar chat. Was it?
Never have I ever passed out from suffocation during erotic play. No, but guess who has?
Hi.
Mr. Hobbit over here.
Yes. Of course he fucking has. American.
Mr. America.
There you go.
Never have I ever kissed someone without knowing their name.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
I get to know them. Get to know their name first.
I usually get kissed because it's usually by a drunk lass when I'm picking someone up.
When you're picking up hostages.
No, I haven't got that luxury at, when I go out because apparently I've got taken across my forehead.
Because it's one of your friends.
One of my friends.
That's still don't know the fucking end to this day. I used to hang out with a lot.
Is that because you genuinely don't know her name or you forgot?
Oh, it's me again.
She's quite tall, a little bit chubby. She was just hanging around with you, short hair.
Amy?
No?
You're asking him, he doesn't know.
Right,
Amy, that's the only person I think I've
right. While they're doing that, no, American, what's your next one?
Yeah. Never have I ever walked around with my zipper down.
Yes, all the time.
Yes.
Yeah. I do it all the time.
Everyone does now.
Yeah.
It's quite
easy. It just pops open.
Yeah.
No, I've actually...
I've got a theory about this. It doesn't randomly pop open, right? I think your penis just gets too hot and it just like wriggles out and goes.
My dick doesn't have hands.
Your dick opens a window, does it?
Yes. Our dicks open windows
from inside where they don't have a handle to open it with.
Yes.
Oh, to me again.
Or hands.
I love amazing all things.
All of the things are given to the American.
Never have I ever dated two people at the same time. No, I've only been with one person.
Yep.
Yeah.
No.
No. Oh, tell a lie. High school.
What are you looking at me for?
Because I already have.
You remember you remember when I was with Cara and I was with Roxy and I dumped Cara.
I thought you just dumped Cara.
I did, but another reason was because I was also slightly getting with Roxy as well at the same time.
I was going to say it'd be a bit hard to dick Cara, like.
Thanks.
Oh God.
She was a bit of a big one. I know. I'm sorry. It was high school.
I'm sure she was bigger than Sobey.
It was high school when I was in, like, year 7.
Stop using names.
I said Sylvie.
That's not a point. Go on.
She doesn't listen.
How do you know?
I don't know.
It's her. She probably doesn't even know what podcast is.
Just fucking spin the wheel.
I'm pretty sure she's been wearing the same leggings since high school. I don't think
don't
she could afford a podcast.
Break my bath
bomb.
Don't rape your what?
Break!
It is the Russian.
My bath bomb.
It's the Russian. Never have I ever been caught looking at something naughty, yes.
Come on,
tell us what you've caught him looking at.
Yeah, I think I have as well.
You're the one based in Lisbon?
Hasn't everybody been caught looking at something nerdy?
Nerdy.
I was once caught by my parents when I first had a wank.
Wow.
Is this why I don't have a wank anymore?
Is it German?
Is this why I'm a slut?
Never have I ever slipped in the butt to a waiter. No, I haven't.
I don't think we've ever been anywhere that's warranted of having our own waiter. A cute girl.
Hobbit. You send them to all us all the time.
Yeah, I was going to say that. My sexy selfies aren't just for certain people, they're for everyone.
His sexy right. selfies are usually just his legs in the bath.
No, you get the extra special ones.
No, he doesn't. I get. I guess.
It's the American again.
Ooh, right.
I have.
He hasn't. I haven't. You have. And he has.
Never have I ever been a friend with benefits.
It's how we met.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's how we met, so yeah.
Then I know he has.
I know for fuck you have.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you have. Come on. Hello.
Well, this is, this is a yes. Your boyfriend's waist, yeah.
He already bloody knows.
Well, this is a yes.
Never have I ever had sex with someone in this room. Yes.
No.
I had sex with someone in this room.
No.
Yes, I have.
Yes. Why are the odd ones out here? I'm in your club for this question.
You say that, but we've all spooned at some point.
That's not sex, though.
That's not sex.
I know. But yes, because my girlfriend's here.
What's in?
Yes.
We're dick hole buddies.
I know.
High five.
High five, like you weirdos. I know. Just because we're strange. Right, Hobbit, there we go.
He has. I know he has.
Yes,
I know
has.
For a fact he has. I know he has more than once.
You were over at the house when I did.
I know.
She was bitching about it to you.
No, I know.
Yes, I have.
Never have I ever fallen asleep during sex.
But I haven't. I almost did once.
I didn't actually fall asleep.
I haven't.
Almost, I said.
In all fairness, it's just come to the point if you just come in bubble, it's just like, oh darling, just like, you know, wipe us up and you're done and walk us back over.
Hose you down.
Wow. just hose you down to mow you over. Just fuck off.
Just carry me to the shower.
Just pick him up off your lap, just right, that'll do.
Was this you again?
This is me.
Oh.
Never have I ever made an impulse purchase online while drunk.
Yes, I have.
I've made impulse purchases, but I've never been drunk, so no.
I have.
Surprisingly enough, when I'm drunk, I'm very good with money.
I'm not.
I've been drunk more.
You know, my impulse of buying when I'm drunk is buying more alcohol.
Well, I mean, that's true.
Because I always save money for a taxi at the end of the night.
American.
American. Yes,
Americano.
Yes, you have, because you're a man.
Actually, I don't know. I don't think he has.
Never have I ever sunbathed topless. Yeah, I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
You did titties out in public.
I know, when I was in America. Back in, like, 2005.
When you were back home.
When you were a kid.
When you were back home.
He felt relaxed at home.
I know, a pool lounge, I think.
The only one...
A pool lounge, I think.
The only one that this might be a surprise for is my girlfriend, because we're all guys, so it makes sense that we've sunbathed topless.
Go on,
topless.
I bet you have.
Go on.
She has.
Oh,
topless.
She has. I'm telling you now, she has.
Mangy.
Yeah, she has, okay. Yeah, she has. Right.
We'll have another game of this afterwards.
I've known you for
11
to 13 years.
Hobbit.
I know everything.
Hobbit. I don't know everything.
I don't know, like, he ends up getting told.
I actually do warm ones, and then it's in the car, I believe.
You've got to read the question.
I'm sure you
never have I ever owned a Kama Sutra book, and I think it's in the car.
I don't have a Kama Sutra book, but I did have the app on my phone.
I've looked it up online, but I've never actually owned the book. But I do have the Art of War by Sun Tzu instead.
That's not the same.
So I've got the Art of War, but
no,
I don't have the...
That's not the same. So you're learning how to lead an ancient Chinese army. It's not the same as owning the Kama Sutra.
Thank you.
To be fair, I've looked it up online, but I've never looked. That's me. I've looked it up online, but I've never actually got...
I didn't even say it.
Yeah.
Never have I ever fooled around in a car and accidentally honked the horn. I've fooled around in a car, but I've never accidentally honked the horn.
Okay.
So you've done it on purpose and...
You?
No, because we use the passenger seat.
You have, and you honked the horn.
I've honked the horn, she honked the horn. You know, yeah.
Yep, same.
I'd be amazed if the American has.
Nukes.
No.
They both are going drive.
For fuck's sake!
It's me again.
Oh god.
Never have I ever peeked at someone else while they were changing.
Yeah.
Oh, god, I think yes.
Yeah, there's two of in this room, so.
Yeah.
Oh dear lord.
It's so
I'm glad you've got
more fat.
I'm glad you've got
peeked at you.
Never have I ever been naked
gorgeous.
In public. Never have
Jake?
I ever been naked. Yes.
He got locked out of his hotel room with no towel.
Oh.
I got changed in Asda car park.
I'm not surprised. I have.
And I've been naked in public before, and
I've
got no shame. It's a penis.
You've been sort of naked in public.
I'm keeping my mouth shut.
The American.
Well, now you have.
Yeah.
Never have I ever had sex on the first date.
Nope. Yes.
You only had one date.
Exactly.
He's had one.
That was after 1 year
life.
Of being together.
So you did.
There's this one girl. We were end up shagging, then we end up going on a date, and then shagged after that date. So does that count?
No. Yes.
Because we shagged before this date, and we shagged after the... We shagged, like, a few days before this date. Then we went on the date, and then we shagged after the date.
To be fair, that technically means you have done it.
Yeah, kiss
so because we well, had the date a year into the relationship.
Not telling.
Why not?
Hobbit?
Hobbit?
Yeah. Aha. Never have I ever tried a flavoured condom.
It was my Christmas present. I've got them in my drawer now.
I haven't tried it, actually. Not one. I'm trying to taste of apple. Yeah. Actually, pass this one. I'll try it right now.
Really?
You're just going to eat one?
I'm just going to eat one live on a podcast.
What flavour do you want?
I've only got strawberry. I have tried before.
Why don't you just try the strawberry loop?
Yeah, it's all. I have tried before, and every time we get a lube, I immediately taste it. So.
He's videoing yourself.
I'm feeling
He's
yourself.
Videoing himself.
Can I video it?
Eating Why condoms.
You well, on your phone, not my phone, obviously. Why would I want that on my phone?
God.
Hobbit, it's you anyway.
Never have I ever had sex standing up. Yes, I actually have.
Yes.
Yes. I think that's all of them.
Yes, no, maybe.
Dining room. Our parents were in the next room.
That's the most
next level stuff.
That's the most adventurous I've ever heard you be.
That's the most adventurous.
It was only one time.
No, I've been more adventurous.
I know, but still, this is from him.
Well done, sir. Yes, we have both had sex standing up.
So what?
He would look so serious.
Never have I ever.
Yes, we have.
Yes, you have. Yes.
Aye. How long has he taken these to open these?
I'm trying not to make noise for the
microphone.
I'll just make noise.
Rip it open.
Never have I ever had a full body massage.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
I've given.
You need to get your girlfriend to give you a full body massage. For
You're joking. His girlfriend. His girlfriend doesn't even give him time to talk to him. Never mind a full body massage.
We're amazed. He's
used
hand
grips. Actually.
We're amazed at some of the revelations we had. He's used handcuffs. That's like
the
most
did you give her the time of your acknowledgement other than watching cricket or football?
I watched football. I watched football with her dad, and then I went upstairs.
Oh,
she had
the football condoms.
She had some. She had someone on Netflix. I was watching that and had my back to her.
You know the scissors over there.
Bloody useless man.
Never have I ever. Never have I ever had birthday sex.
Yes.
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 Even you.
Everyone else perfect.
I left you guys just for that.
There.
Yeah, you fucking did.
You bail off. Blokes can open a box of condoms, but get a woman to do it if you can do it, neither that.
Because I didn't try and open them, I just fucking thrown at us.
Yeah. Blokes don't want
to
wear.
I never have to open them because I don't use them.
Are these latex free?
I don't think
this,
so.
This is just for him, basically.
Can we watch me again in a bash.
Go back to the birthday sex, right?
Yeah.
Because I've got yous all beat for the birthday sex, because I lost my virginity on my birthday.
Your virginity.
I lost my virginity on my birthday, so I've got yous all beat.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, it was my 20th birthday present.
It was his 24th birthday present.
It was my 20th.
That's just because you didn't know what to get you.
Oh, I've got a little picture, son.
Oh, that's cute. Oh, I've got a little
bumbum. He's got a little car. He got a condom, especially with a car. Condom for sexy time on the beach.
Ooh.
A condom for...
It says sex time, not sexy time.
Actually, look. You can actually... It tells you position to do.
Oh, nice.
I've got that position.
Hey, that one, you got that fun with.
We've tried that one.
Hey, you got fun with that one.
What is...
Right, okay.
This is just... We're not doing the same.
This one's going to be really horrible for you.
So we'll just keep going instead of looking at condom pictures. Shall we continue with this game?
Yeah, shall we keep doing this?
Yes.
To be honest, we've been recording for an hour and 13, so...
Well, it takes a lot of time for it to get an hour.
Never have I ever asked someone out. Yeah, I think everybody has.
Yes.
I'm having to...
Eventually.
On.
Yeah, eventually for you.
No.
American.
No, right, I've actually got a story for the asking out bit.
What?
Three times I got someone else to ask Bethany out for us.
I know you did.
And she said, yes, every time.
Put those back in the box.
Why you got that on your toes? Because it's the one I'm tasting.
Because it's got
a car on it.
It's got a clipboard and a car.
Never have I ever had sex in a bathroom stall.
Yep.
Nope.
No.
Yes.
What do you mean, like a public bathroom stall?
You have to tell me about this.
Wet and wild.
Mm.
Fuck's sake.
Russian!
In the pool and in the bathroom stall.
That's a boring
changing
one.
Changing stall. Never have I ever kissed in the rain. When we did the beach walk, I think it was slightly rain, wasn't it?
Yeah, probably.
Makes girlfriend page.
Okay. That was the tamest thing you ever.
Is it literally. Holy shit, it's red. It's Darth Vader's condom.
You need to make it
glow in the dark.
German!
German! Never have I ever tried a cheesy pickup line on someone. No.
It's meant to be. It's got flavoured lube.
No.
I regret my decisions of sucking this condom.
Why? Does it not taste like strawberries?
No, if, it's sticky.
If you want, I can give you a dildo so it's easier to suck.
Go on.
Excuse me?
Go on and give us
stop encouraging them.
Right, hold on. I love how this is just recording in the background. We're just playing around with condoms and
wait,
shit.
Should we wrap this episode up first before this?
I think we should wrap this episode up first, yes. We've
so, yeah,
had plenty of Never Have I Ever.
So please subscribe and give us money. I know this
you sound so like him.
I know this has just turned you off to the idea of it.
We love you guys.
But yeah, we love you, and if you want to...
See this video of me sucking a dildo of a...
You're not going to suck up with a dildo, man.
He is.
Put it on your cock then.
Put them...
I put it on my cock.
Don't encourage him.
Which one should I use?
Anyway,
should I
thanks
use
guys.
Bathroom?
Yeah, thanks. And goodbye.
That one.
Bye.
That one's
everyone? Okay.
That one's
bye.
Have a good time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.